Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to cover some of the different subtypes of obsessive compulsive disorder, as well as disorders that are related to obsessive compulsive disorder.
Another complicated mess.
It is.
That's really not complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated compared to the way it used to be. Because back before, when OCD was under the anxiety-related disorders, some of these other sort of what we would just refer to, I guess, as obsessive compulsive spectrum disorders were separate. They were in completely different categories.
Right. Well, what's complicated about this is that when we talk about types, it takes you in a couple of different directions.
Well, it has certain connotations.
That's right. It inevitably takes you in a couple different directions. And so rather than fuss about it, we thought, let's sort this out a little bit and make sense of it.
Right.
Okay. Because it for the person just beginning to read about this, it can be complicated.
Right.
You know, to get confusing.
Right. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, we'll start with some of the types of OCD. And again, it makes it sound as though, using those words, makes it sound as though there are these subtypes of OCD that can be differentiated between one of the... And it's not really the
case.
It's
not really what it is, right. The best way that I think to conceptualize this is, let's just talk about OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And what OCD can look like. So some people say these are the types. What they really mean is these are the things that you might see
These
in
are the
a
things
person
that
with OCD.
These are the things that a person may have obsessions or compulsions about.
That's right.
Right.
Because in order to have this diagnosis, you need to have intrusive thoughts, which we call obsessions.
Right.
And you need to have repetitive behaviors, which we call compulsions.
Right.
Okay. And so that's the first thing you have to establish.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this talks about what are the things that people do or obsess over.
Right.
Okay, so that's the first thing we want to talk about.
Right.
And then there's a whole other topic of...
The spectrum
related
disorders.
Related disorders. And that's where the complication comes in, is that you can have... And the change that occurred with DSM-5.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that you now have OCD and related disorders.
Mm-hmm.
So in the second part of today's podcast, we'll talk about the related disorders.
Right. So when we're talking about the ways in which OCD can manifest, we'll say it that way instead of types, one of the ways is through checking.
Right.
And obviously what this type of, or this presentation of OCD looks like, is that the person has repetitive checking or feels compelled to check whether the door's locked or the oven's off, or that, you know, they're just repeatedly checking everything to the point, again, where it consumes a significant portion of the day, consumes a significant portion of their energy and time.
I'm smiling because we all do this once in a while.
Right.
Okay. So don't, when I leave here, especially on a Friday where nobody may be here for Saturday or Sunday, and I'll start to drive out of the parking lot and say, did I lock the door? And
I do that too.
Have to come back.
Go back and check.
And I have to come back and check. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I do the same thing with, there's another thing that I check on, and I don't know why.
Well, you said the other day, I don't think it was on the podcast, but you said the other day that when you leave the house, you have to have four things.
Right.
When I leave the house, I check my pockets.
How many things do you check
to make
for?
Sure that I have, you know, the few things that I need.
I wish I could teach my children that.
Yeah.
Because they leave with that. They leave stuff all over the country. But yes, checking is one, and most of us do checking every once in a while, but when it becomes intrusive, when it becomes impairing, then there's something to worry about.
Another subtype is contamination.
Right.
And this could be physical contamination like germs or things like that, or what they refer to as mental contamination.
Right.
And that's sort of like worries about, worries about bad thoughts, worried about, you know, just evil thoughts getting in and having negative perspectives of other people
kind
of thing.
So the important thing is, it can be physical.
Mm-hmm.
The most common, of course,
ills,
is hand washing.
Yeah. You know, germs.
Right. Or germs. But you can also have mental
right.
contamination.
Right. Another type is, and this is also a condition or a disorder all of its own, and it's hoarding. And so that's, you know, we have to be careful that we don't consider this the opposite of cleanliness or the opposite of orderliness necessarily.
Right.
Hoarding is just the inability to throw things away.
Right. Can't get rid of anything.
And this can go anywhere from newspapers or
plastic bags
to things that are much more serious. And there are people who, for example, can't throw away their, or in some cases, flush their biological waste.
Right.
That's a nice way to say.
Well, I wouldn't have gone there, but
yeah, but that's what we're talking about as far as the spectrum goes. I mean, it's pretty broad.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen TV shows.
Right.
There's some TV shows out there about this, and you see how difficult it is. I mean, how truly gut-wrenching it is for these people to get rid of things that they are never going to use.
Right.
But they hang on and hang on and hang on to the point where they have a little. If you've ever, it's really sad. I mean, on one hand, it's not a topic of entertainment.
Right.
Because you see the agony that these people are going through and the lives that they create for themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another type is called rumination.
Right.
And by the way, we're pulling all of this from Medical News Daily. It's an article that's in the show notes. Really nicely kind of delineated these things. But another one is called rumination. And that's where you a person will have this tendency to think over the same thing obsessively, repetitively, over and over again. And the word rumination actually comes from GI, right? Gastrointestinal, especially with bovine, cows.
Cows keep chewing their cud. And they have two stomachs?
I think they have more than two, even.
Yeah, and it keeps going from place to place while they continue the digestion process.
Right, so ruminating is bringing the same thing up over and over and over again. It's kind of disgusting.
Boy, you are.
Hey, you know what?
The alimentary canal is getting a workout today.
That's right.
To me, okay?
Hey, we're just, it's all about education, Richard.
Oh, I'm glad I haven't eaten breakfast yet.
The next one is intrusive thoughts, and this is very similar to the to what we were talking about a moment ago with the contamination of mental contamination. That's where, you know, just violent or really traumatic thoughts repetitively come to your mind and you can't stop them.
Right.
And then finally, symmetry and orderliness. This is one that most people recognize, and so this is. We made the comment the other day that, you know, sometimes a patient will come in and sit down and talk about how our bookshelf, you know, really is bothering them because it's not.
You can see them squirming.
You can see their eyes keep cutting over to the bookcase. So orderliness and so sometimes things have to be in alphabetical order. Sometimes they have to be sort of in descending order by size or something to that extent.
This one, you have to be a little bit careful with this one, though. And the reason is, because of obsessive compulsive personality disorder.
Right.
Because, and we, I don't want to get into the full explanation, but we have to remember that there's an OCD diagnosis and there's an obsessive compulsive personality disorder. The obsessive compulsive personality disorder, you don't have intrusive thoughts and repetitive behaviors, but you might want orderliness and symmetry.
Right.
Okay, so it's also, this could also be obsessive compulsive personality disorder. So you have to be careful when you get to these two things. Just because a kid lines up his matchbox cars in a certain way doesn't mean he has obsessive compulsive disorder.
Right.
Okay.
And one other little caveat to that one too is that many times orderliness and symmetry, but especially orderliness and repetitiveness, it is a strategy for dealing with disorganization and other symptoms of things like ADHD and things like that. You know, I put my keys in the same place every day because if I don't, I won't know where they are.
Because you've lost them so many times.
Right.
Okay. I hung up a thing in the hall of our house with hooks on it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like.
You're the only one that uses it.
Because you lay your keys down, you know, thinking, unthinking, lay your keys down, and the next morning you can't find them, and you get tired of losing stuff.
Right. Yeah, I have a little hook right when I walk in the door so I can hang it there.
Okay.
And it never fails. You know, several times a week, I get to my room, my bedroom, and I'm emptying my pockets, and my keys are there. I'm like, oh, so I go back to the front and hang them back up again, because if I leave them on my bedside table or something,
I'm never to it again.
I will be frantic the next morning.
And I would love to make some comments about other members of the family, but I'll restrain myself.
My family or your family?
Mine. I like when I have to back the cars out in the morning if somebody's parked behind me, and I say, and I have to look through multiple purses to try to find the keys.
Nobody's awake at your house when you get up in the morning?
I'll restrain. I'm in a exercise restraint.
I'm up.
My family. You're the only one.
You and I. And this one other car that I pass every morning on my way
really?
Here. There's one car that I pass every morning.
I don't pass it.
So now we're going to shift to another topic from healthyplace.com. And again, that link is in the show notes. And we're going to talk about types of obsessive compulsive sort of spectrum disorders.
These are the... When we talked earlier about these are the related disorders. Right. In other words, in DSM-5, they have OCD because they've taken it out of the anxieties. OCD now is a separate category.
Right.
But there are these other things that they put under it that are kind of related to it.
Right.
They don't create separate categories,
mm-hmm.
but they kind of fall under the OCD rubric.
Right. And so any of these could necessitate... an entire podcast, if not an entire week of podcasts.
That's,
so we're just going to kind of touch on them here briefly,
right.
and then we'll revisit some of them later on, perhaps. But one of them is body dysmorphic disorder.
Right.
And this is, this condition is, it truly is fascinating to me. And I think it's really difficult to diagnose,
right.
because what we're talking about here is that a person has sort of repetitive, obsessive concerns about a particular part of their body or a particular area of their body the appearance of that body part.
And the most obvious example is anorexia.
Oh, okay. Well,
You see yourself as being bigger than you are.
Right.
That's the problem. No, that's the problem with anorexia is that girls look in the mirror and they're rail thin. Their their bones are sticking out. But when they look at themselves in the mirror, they see fat.
Right.
Okay. So that's, or a particular body part.
Right.
Like my nose is this, or
right.
my chin is this, or my, any body part. And they obsess over it.
Right.
To the point where it becomes a major distraction.
Right. Yeah. Problem. Yeah. Anorexia doesn't fall within the category of obsessive compulsive spectrum disorders or related disorders. But yeah, you're definitely right. And I thought that you were going someplace different because, yes, people tend to be very concerned about their nose or their
right.
chest
right.
or, their backside.
They're
specific body parts that they're just, for some reason, they really focus on their ears.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this case, this is where we see a great deal of plastic surgery and things like that down the line.
Right.
But this condition is really starting to become more and more prevalent earlier and earlier because of, I think, not that I want to blame social media, but, we are taking a lot of pictures of ourselves and we're looking at ourselves. And so people, some especially teens, are working very hard to mask or hide or diminish their concerns about
what they see as flaws,
right.
I have to hide this.
Right. Now, and the next is a hoarding disorder, and we talked about hoarding just a moment ago, but a hoarding disorder, that is a separate diagnosis.
Right.
And again, we kind of talked about that a moment ago.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
One that I'm most interested in, these next two, I'm very interested in.
Right.
The first is trichotillomania. And that is obsessive hair pulling. And so you'll have individuals, especially when they're anxious, who will just almost strand by strand pull their hair out. And they'll end up with patches of baldness. Sometimes they pull eyelashes, eyebrows.
And it ranges everything from patches of hair. Like you'll see some kids with quarter or half dollar size patches of hair missing where they focus on one part. You have the kids who twirl their hair and they lose it in that spot.
Yeah.
But then you have others who are essentially hairless.
Right.
Over time.
Even on their body, they'll pull it out of their arms.
No eyelashes, no eyebrows. It looks like they're getting chemotherapy mm-hmm. because they've lost all right. of their hair. And I discovered a case, pretty shortly after I got to Florida, I discovered a case mm-hmm. in a school when we were in a school setting.
Right.
And you see it there. But yeah, and it's tough to treat.
Yeah. And sometimes it will, you know, extend to not just pulling the hair out, but, you know, looking at it, inspecting mm-hmm. it, or even eating the hair.
Touching it, tasting it, smelling it.
Yeah, it can get pretty significant. Mm-hmm. So the next is excoriation.
This is
skin picking.
This is like the other two things you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. And excoriation is, you have to be a little bit careful with this because this can be a sign of anxiety, right. like nail biting and things like that. Mm-hmm. Or it can be a symptom, side effect of medication.
Right.
So you have to be a little bit careful when you're thinking about a diagnosis of this. But, mm-hmm. you know, with skin picking, this is where you see those people mm-hmm. with, you know, sores on their arms and legs mm-hmm. that they just
can't leave them alone.
Can't stop picking at.
Right. And you need to be careful of this one. There's so many other problems, so many other types of infections that you can get with this one. But kids like to pick at their skin.
Right. They're right.
Picking and scratching.
And the last two are sort of, every classification of disorders in the DSM, there's always these last two mm-hmm. that's substance-induced or medication-induced or medically-induced obsessive-compulsive mm-hmm. symptoms. So if you're taking a medication or somebody's taking a substance and experience some obsessive-compulsive tendencies during that time, mm-hmm. then that would fall into the category of substance-induced obsessive-compulsive disorder.
But you'd see that relationship early on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And then there's another one called other specified and unspecified obsessive-compulsive and related disorders, and that just means that you have some of the symptoms, but you don't really meet criteria for anything else. So,
gives you a way to make a diagnosis in the absence of complete criteria.
Right. Absolutely.
Because remember,
when you're waiting for the rest of the criteria, because some of these things have to be present for a certain amount of time before you can make the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. So, right.
Yep.
So remember, there's manifest itself in certain ways. But there are also these related disorders.
Absolutely.
And you want to always differentiate those two.
Yep. Okay. Definitely so. All right. That is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.